Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
Welcome to Lawmaster Broadcast. I want to read from Mark chapter 9, verses 43 through 48. And it says, "And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, and to the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell, fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." I will speak on the judgment first with respect to hell, and we'll see what is real and what is not real. Question: is there a hell which burns with fire, which people, the wicked, will be cast into? Of course, the answer is no. This reading, Mark chapter 9, verses 43 through 48, is fiction. Many preachers, many Christian preachers, have caused many people to fear going to hell. They have caused many people to join the church because of their fear of going to hell. I was talking to one lady a few years ago, and as we talked, she told me in so many words she wanted to know the truth, and then she said because she didn't want to go to hell. I told her there was no hell to go to. She seemed greatly relieved when I told her that. And remember also, I've told you that in Christianity, Christian preachers tell lies. The Christian message, as relates to the Bible, is a message of lies. I'm talking about the things which Christian ministers teach. They teach lies. Another lie that they teach is Jesus died for your sins. In the AVB, the character Jesus is a fictitious character. The story surrounding Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is fiction. It's imaginary. It's a made-up story, which preachers in Christianity preach to be real and true. They teach Jesus to be a real individual. Christianity teaches lies. Christianity is built on lies, the Christian teaching, that is. It is built on lies. And so we have here in Mark 9 and the stated verses, fiction. Not true. Now, the question can be asked, is the Bible a trustworthy book? Yes, it is. It is a trustworthy book. But you must know the truth of its teachings. The Bible itself cannot deceive anyone. People may read it and not understand it, but they can't put the blame on the Bible, the AVB, that it deceives them and others. Men, people, deceive other people, okay, as Christian ministers do. As Christian ministers do. And this is a big, big problem. Christianity is spread, you might say, all over the world. And where Christianity is, there are lies. Okay? Yes. So, don't worry about going to hell. There's no hell to go to. Now, and these supposed to be judgments, you know, about going to hell in Mark chapter 9, the reading. It's supposed to be judgments. Those are untrue judgments. To be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Untrue judgments. There is another judgment spoken of in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 20. You can read it when you get time. It is referred to as the Great White Throne Judgment. Okay? That judgment is also fiction. There is not coming a judgment where the people will be before God, and God is sitting on a great white throne, and people will be judged before him. And cast, you know, some will be cast into hell. You can read it when you get time. But that reading, that judgment, is also fictitious. Okay? It's not true. But again, I remind you, the Bible does not deceive anyone. The Bible is a book. And you either understand it or you don't. There are true things in the Bible, and there are untrue things in the Bible. In the AVB, you have fiction and you have nonfiction. You have truth. And that is what I basically do with Bible content. I separate fact from fiction. I separate truth from error. And I give one more instance. In John chapter 4, it is said, God is a spirit. The AVB's God is a man. Okay? Now, I've told you also that the AVB speaks of two gods, two lords. Both of them are men. I've told you about Lord all caps. When you read the AVB, you see that Lord is spelled in some places using all capital letters. And I have told you that that Lord is a reference to the papacy, as in Pope or Popes. Okay? And I've told you about the other Lord in the AVB that is written using capital L and lowercase ORD. That Lord is a reference to the man, Tommy L. Hart. So I have told you about the two Lords and the two gods, both as in Lord God, Lord all caps God, and Lord capital L, lowercase ORD, God. So, one must understand the Bible. The Bible in its teachings is a trustworthy book. It is an authoritative book. It is an authoritative book on God. It is an authoritative book on judgment. It is an authoritative book on the matter of the Israelites, the case of the Israelites. The AVB is a highly authoritative book. Now, so when you read about the judgment in the AVB, scriptures like the two I have pointed out are fiction. I have been spending a lot of time dealing with the matter of the judgment. And in all the episodes, even up to now, that I put on the judgment, you should have a pretty good understanding of the judgment. What the judgment is, what it's about, who is being judged. Okay? you should have a real good understanding of the matter of pertaining to judgment. Now, I will ask this question. Who is the judge? Who is the judge? All these episodes I've been dealing with the judgment. Who is the judge? Now the AVB says God is the judge. Well, I have informed you of two gods in the AVB. Which one is the judge? The judge of the things that I have already shown you and made known to you. It says, Lord, all caps, is the judge. So what I have presenting, what I have been presenting to you relative to the judgment are judgments coming from the Lord God, all caps. And you remember, the Lord God, all caps, is a reference to the papacy. Right? Now, we move on. So, as I leave this part, remember, the judgment in Revelation chapter 20, the judgment spoken of in Mark 9, verses 43 through 48, are mythical. They are imaginary. They are not real. They are not true. Now, Psalm 119, verse 121 says this. I have done judgment and justice. The Lord, that is a statement by Lord, all caps. He says he has done judgment and justice. Question. Has Lord, all caps, indeed done judgment and justice? And if he has, what is his judgment and what is the justice he has dispensed? Deuteronomy 32, verse 36 says this, the Lord shall judge his people. Lord, all caps, shall judge his people. Question. Has Lord, all caps, judged his people? And if so, what is that judgment? Lord, all caps, says again, quote, I have done judgment and justice. I say to you, Lord, all caps, has indeed judged his people. The judgment consists of the things I have been presenting to you for quite some time now. Lord, all caps, has judged his people. The statement in Psalm 119, verse 121, is correct. Lord, all caps, has done judgment, and his judgment is just. That's my finding. Lord, all caps, has done judgment, and his judgment is just. What things has he judged He judges people. What is the judgment he has pronounced? These are some of the judgments by Lord All Caps. He has declared Christianity and Judaism vain. And he has terminated them. I have already spoken in great detail with regard to that. He's declared Christianity and Judaism vain and terminated them. Lord All Caps has ruled against the papacy and terminated it. His ruling, Exodus 9:27. In that ruling, Lord All Caps says, let me put this in quotation. In the ruling, Exodus 9:27, Lord All Caps says, quote, I and my people are wicked. That's a papal statement. It's a statement coming from the papacy. Okay? I and my people are wicked. He has ruled the Gentiles are the servants of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, Lord All Caps declares the supremacy of God, the man Tommy L. Hart, and he says to the Gentiles, he, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, shall rule over thee. He shall rule over thee. Also, back to the servants of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the Gentiles have stated that they are the servants of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And they say in Romans, I don't have a reference here in front of me, but they do say in the AVB, quote, we are the Lord's. And that Lord is spelled using the capital L, lowercase O-R-D. It also says in the AVB about the Gentiles, they first gave themselves to the Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. Tommy L. Hart. They first gave themselves to the Lord. Okay? So, those are judgments that have come down from the papacy. Lord All Caps' statement, quote, I have done judgment and justice, is true. It is just that Lord All Caps terminates Christianity and Judaism. That's a just action. It is a just action that Lord All Caps terminates the papacy because of its great wickedness. That's a just judgment. It is a just judgment that Lord All Caps has declared the independence, or he has declared independence for the Israelites. Just judgments. Again, Lord All Caps statement in Psalm 119, verse 121, is true. He has indeed done or performed judgment and justice. The law of liberty is a just law. At the last time, I made known to you that the law of liberty is imperfect. It is not a perfect law, but it is a good law. Okay? The law of liberty in the AVB is an imperfect law. Okay, but we can live with it. It gives us enough information that serves as a strong foundation to build upon. The essentials are in the law of liberty. All right? The law of liberty is a formidable law. Okay? And we'll probably talk about it in this broadcast. We should speak more about it. Okay, now, the statement, we have a statement in Psalm 98, verses 8 through 9. I'll just read verse 9. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. That statement raises a question. It says about Lord All Caps, he comes to judge the earth. Is there a future coming of Lord All Caps for judgment or to judge the earth? Is the statement in Psalm 98, verse 9, before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, a true statement? Is it a true statement? I spoke earlier about understanding the AVB, and I said the AVB does not deceive anyone. You either understand it and the things that it says, or you do not understand it. I've already given you the judgment that has come from Lord All Caps. So the judgment itself, the act of the judgment, is a past action, is not a future action. Action, but it is a past action. It has already occurred. The judgment has already occurred or happened. It's a done deal and not a future thing or act. Therefore, having that understanding of the judgment of the Lord all caps judgment, I say to you, the statement that says, before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, is not a future event. The judgment of Lord all caps is not a future event. It has already happened. So there is no future coming of Lord all caps to judge the earth. And we understand that. Even in the statement that I gave you in Psalm 119, verse 121, Lord all caps says himself, quote, I have done judgment. He does not say he will do judgment. He says, quote, I have done judgment and justice. And I have shown you his judgment and his justice. The judgment is a past event. It is recorded in the AVB, the Book of Remembrance. So if there is ever a question of the judgment of Lord all caps or Lord all caps judgment, we go to the record book, the AVB, Lord all caps judgment is recorded in the Book of Remembrance, the AVB. So as we move on, there is no future judgment as relates to God and the people. And I must say this, remember who and what Lord all caps is. A reference to the papacy. Also remember that Lord all caps has identified himself in the AVB. His identity is a matter of record. It is recorded in the AVB, and I have given you the details of Lord all caps identity already. Just a few months ago, you should have good understanding of the identity of Lord all caps. One principle of the AVB law book is remember and forget not. Remember and forget not. As I teach you and show you things in the AVB, you are to remember and forget not. There is no excuse for not knowing what the AVB is about. There is no excuse for not knowing what the AVB is. I've told you the AVB is primarily a law book. It is first and foremost a law book. In it, you have Lord all caps judgments. The judgments are law. They are law. There's no excuse. There's no excuse for ignorance with regard to AVB content. There is no excuse for ignorance with regard to AVB content. I have taught you, and I have taught you well, and I know that. With regard to Lord Allcap's identity, I have given you his own words. With regard to the judgments, I have given to you Lord Allcap's own words. Another way I can say that is I have given you the papacy's word. I have not given you my own thinking or something that I come up with apart from the AVB. The things I have given you are from the AVB. And anyone who can read can see that. I do not understand why black people will disregard my information on AVB teaching and truth. And while I'm speaking on this, let me say this. Twitter. Check me out on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at hashtag Tommy L. Hart. So on Twitter, I speak on things that I, to this point, have not spoken of in Lawmaster, you know, on this Lawmaster program. In Lawmaster Archives, you have the bulk of my teachings. But there are things just as important on Twitter that I have put forth, and you should not neglect to follow me on Twitter. Get all the information. Get all the information that I put out. And not just a part. All the information I put out, whether on Lawmaster program or Twitter, is important. All of it is connected. All right? It is all connected. Now, Lord Allcap has been judgment and justice. The judgment is a past event. Understand that. The judgment which the AVB teaches is a past event and not a future event. All right? And I have given you much knowledge on the judgment that has come from Lord Allcap's. The papacy. Do you know, if you learn all these things that I teach, you will be an expert on Bible content. you will make yourself an expert on the content of the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB. And you know that the Authorized Version Bible is also called King James Version, KJV. Yes, if you know these things that I teach, all of you will be an expert on the content of the Authorized Version Bible, also called King James Version. And as black people, you need this information. If there is any black person listening to me at this time, you need this information because there is so much information out there in the world that is against you. The Christian teaching is against you. Judaism is against you. You need this information which I teach. You need it, and your people also need it. Do you care anything for your people? If you do, teach this information. You should have the decency or courtesy, rather, to contact me and let me know of your intent to teach this information. That's just a matter of courtesy. But I want black people to teach this information. I want black people to take this information, learn it, and teach it. That is a great, big, humongous need for black people to know the truth of Bible content. And the Bible that I speak of in particular is the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, also called